Do we care more about looking good, or do we care more about doing good? The two groups in today's gospel cared more about looking good in front of their peers than doing good for God, who was right in front of them. They aimed to ask Jesus a controversial question that would make Jesus look bad so they could look good. But before they asked the question, they first tried buttering Jesus up with some compliments. One compliment they gave Jesus was that he doesn't care about looking good in front of the people. Now that they buttered him up with flattery, they ask him the controversial question: to pay the tax or not pay the tax? That was the controversial question the Herodians and Pharisees asked Jesus in front of all the people. Both the Pharisees and Herodians viewed Jesus as troublesome, and they thought that if they could get Jesus to publicly answer this controversial question, it would be Jesus' downfall at the hands of whichever group Jesus sided against with his answer. They thought that by answering this question, Jesus would either be labeled as pro-tax, and in turn be seen by the religious Pharisees as selling out his Jewish people, or Jesus would be labeled as anti-tax, and in turn be seen by the Herodians as a revolutionary threat to the secular rulers of the oppressive Roman Empire, whom the Herodians supported. By taking down Jesus with this verbal trap, the Pharisees and the Herodians believed they would look good by helping retain or gain power and prestige for their group. Now Jesus responded to their question by taking the coin that is supposed to be used to pay the tax to the Roman government and asked whose inscription and whose image is on it. They responded that the coin bore the image and likeness of the Roman governmental leader Caesar. Next, Jesus said, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." With this statement, Jesus then reminded us that what we're supposed to do is do good by giving to others what belongs to each of them. Just as the tax had the inscription of the governmental leader who made it, the Catechism says that the desire for God is written on the hearts of each of us. Just as a tax coin is made in the image of the governmental leader who made it, the Bible tells us that each of us are made in the image of God who made us. God gave us our first breath of life. When we understand this, we avoid the pitfalls others fall into when they try to find their identity and self-worth in looking good for others. And we instead find our true identity and self-worth in being a beloved son or daughter of God. Now, what does it mean for we beloved sons and daughters of God to repay to God what belongs to God? Well, Jesus stopped short of spelling out exactly what that means. That's because Jesus wants each of us to think and to pray about what exactly this means. When we think and pray about what it means to give to God what belongs to God, we are first reminded that everything belongs to God, and that we should start living our lives for an audience of one. This audience of one is God, who made each of us for friendship with him, and that time is the currency of friendship. We are repaying to God by spending this hour with him at Mass. But God doesn't want this hour to be the end of the time we dedicate to him this week. God wants this hour to be the start of the time we dedicate to him this week. The God who gave us our first breath of life is the same God who paid the ultimate price by giving his very life on the cross for the sins of each and every one of us. We are going to experience this truth in a very real way in a few moments when we receive the body and blood of Jesus. As we open our mouths to consume the body and blood of Jesus, We need to open our hearts so that God may consume our hearts, so that our heart may become like His heart, so that our hands may become His hands, so that our feet may become His feet, so that our face may become His face, so that all who encounter us encounter Jesus, and so that in all of those whom we encounter, we see Jesus. When we take this approach of seeing God as part of how we live every aspect of our lives, then we give our time to God in a way that's generous. In fact, we give our very beings to God when we live this way. This is what means repaying to God what is God, giving Him our very beings. He wants us to receive His body and blood here and take Him out into the world to continue His work in the world. One of the greatest goods we can do is going out and helping others have an encounter with Jesus, and then bringing them back here to church to help grow the body of Christ. We have opportunities in our own community to help others have an encounter with Christ, like this weekend's Tent City in downtown for the homeless population. And we also have the opportunity to extend the hands of Christ into the farthest reaches of the world, so that Christ may encounter those in other nations. And we can do this through supporting the World Mission Sunday appeal this weekend. Sometimes it is the hardest ones to reach who need an encounter with Christ the most. Doing good must always start in prayer, giving God our time in prayer. If we don't have time to pray, then we are far busier than God ever intended us to be. When we pray, let us say, Lord, what is it that you'd want me to do today? Listen in our hearts for the whisper of God's response and which direction He is tugging our hearts in. And as we then begin to act, let us care more about doing good for God than looking good for our peers.